What I remember about September 11. 25 years ago today, I was in Houston, Texas. I worked at NASA's Off-Site Integrated Planning System Help Desk, just outside the gate of the Johnson Space Center. I was 19. I have been a coffee addict my whole life. That morning, I stepped out of the secured computer room to refill my mug. There was an old CRT television on a stand above the coffee pot. CNN was on. The first tower was burning, and the headline across the bottom read, "Plane crashes into World Trade Center." I had just started flying lessons for my private pilot's license at Ellington Field, a few miles down the road, so my brain filled in the only plane it knew. I pictured a little Cessna, like the ones I had been practicing in, wedged into the side of the building. In typical autistic fashion, I tried to make a joke. There was a man ahead of me who had just filled his cup. I turned to him and said, "Jesus, how blind do you have to be to not see a huge skyscraper in your way?" He looked at me like I had two heads. Then he said slowly, "The way you talk to someone who is not going to get it, they think it's terrorism." "Terrorism?" I said. "Who would want to attack the U.S.?" I refilled my coffee and went back into the computer room. And that is what I remember about September 11, 2001. Not the second plane, not the towers coming down, a coffee pot, a CRT, a bad joke, and a stranger who understood something about the world that I did not yet.